The air quality still rated as unhealthy today for the North Bay. Shirley Zane is here, Sonoma County Supervisor and on the Board of Directors for the Bay Area Air Quality Management District. Good morning, Shirley.
Good morning, Pat. Yes, it's still very poor air quality out there this morning.
Yeah, and we were hoping that the weekend that we were going to see a significant change by maybe late tomorrow and blue skies for the weekend, but it's starting to sound like that may not happen for us.
Yeah, and you know what happens is that it gets cold out and that marine layer pushes down that particulate matter,
this is
the smoke that's so bad to get into our lungs. And you know, I guess in the Bay Area, there's a lot of closed schools today. I'm not sure about Sonoma County.
No, but we're good.
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we are in the orange, so what's happening is it's moving more south. So we've had the red earlier on and even purple.
Yeah.
And basically, you know, if it's in the red, that's over 200. Really, nobody should be outdoors. I mean, we say before it gets up to the 200 mark that you should only basically keep people who are insensitive in some way, you know, whether they're a child with bronchial infections or asthma or an older person. But the truth is that it's better for all of us to be inside in better air right now, regardless of our health background. And there's just some, you know, basic things people could do. You shouldn't get a sense of security if you've got one of the N95 face masks, because it isn't a substitute for being in clean air. The only people who I feel that really should be out there using them right now are the people that have to be outside to do their job.
Yeah.
And we're getting we're constantly getting deliveries every day. We're calling the Air Board office. We have an office in Novato, even though our main office is in San Francisco. So we're getting up here as many masks as possible. If somebody really needs masks and they're having problems finding them, you can call the Board of Supervisors and we'll make sure that you get one. I delivered a whole bunch yesterday.
And we talked about that this morning, most of Sonoma County hovering right around the 150 mark in terms of air purity up in the, you know, where the campfire's going on in Oroville, Chico. It's hovering around 580 this morning. So
it was like that, you know, during our fires
as
well. It's really some of these things that you don't think about in terms of the weather, and because we haven't had winds, you know, which is good for fire, but
it's
not really good for the air.
Yeah, it's a trade-off. So what does the Air Quality Management District, Shirley, have to say about when this smoke should leave Sonoma County?
Well, two things. One is that it's all about the weather, and two, it's about the fire subsiding, too.
Yeah, which continue.
So it's got to be blown out, right? And just like you blow smoke out of a kitchen or whatever, and that takes wind. And it also depends upon how cold it is. We're having freezing nights. And so, again, that particulate matter becomes very dangerous. I just want to remind everybody, if it's a Spare the Air Day, it is illegal to burn wood unless you have an exemption and that's all you have to heat yourself. Otherwise, it's against the law. And you might think, oh, well, it's so cold out. Wouldn't it be cozy to put a fire in my fireplace? Well, don't even go there, because you're going to basically make your neighbors miserable, because one fire in a neighborhood has a huge impact on health when our air quality is at these numbers.
You know, I heard about an experiment that some kids in science class were doing in the Bay Area over the last couple of days, and they'd put a plate out and they'd smear the plate with Vaseline and just leave it outside for a few hours. And so the particulate matter that was in the air would drop and would stick because of the Vaseline, so that these kids were actually seeing what was going into their lungs throughout the course of the day.
What they're breathing,
wow.
Because small particulate matter you don't normally see, but that's an interesting experiment.
Yeah, pretty effective. Very effective.
And that's the problem. People go out and they go, oh, it's hazy. You know, they don't realize it's dangerous.
Yeah.
It's not just hazy. There's carcinogenics in that air. So, by the way, people need to keep their doors and windows closed and sealed as much as possible, and change your air filters in your central heating or air conditioning.
Yeah, a lot of us are pulling down the air filter, you know, filters that we purchased after our fires, pulling them back out and setting them up to try to get our air quality, at least internally, as best as the best that they could be.
You can buy the air scrubbers, like, for your office or for a bedroom. They sell them at, basically, if you go to a Freedman's, you can probably find them, but you should call ahead of time just because you don't want to be out there driving around if they don't have them. And right now, as usual, they're probably low on supply. But again, those N95 masks are not a substitute for staying indoors. That's the resounding message here. And the other thing is, we have one air monitor that's in Sebastopol right now. Dr. Holbrook and myself are pushing for more air monitors, and that is to come.
Absolutely.
But because, you know, Sebastopol is kind of on the edge of the Santa Rosa Plain, and a lot of us are in lower in the plain.
Yeah.
And various, and so the air quality does really vary, maybe from Petaluma to Sebastopol to Windsor to Hillsburg. We've seen quite a bit of variation, especially between up north, where they're getting more of the smoke, and then down in the south, such as Petaluma and Roner Park.
Yeah, we definitely need more of those, because Sebastopol usually has much cleaner air than we do in the interior valleys, to be sure. Well, Shirley, thanks so much for being with us. It's an ongoing story, and of course, our thoughts and prayers go to the people in Butte County and continue
absolutely.
To, as I know we will be helping them more and more as their recovery begins.
Right now, and we're sending up a bunch of law enforcement chaplains today, but we've got key staff up there helping them.
Very good. It's going to be needed, as we all well know. Shirley, thanks so much for being here this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Pat.
That's Supervisor Shirley Zane, who's also on the board of the Bay Area Air Quality Management District. It's going to take a few more days for that smoke to clear around here.